It's Thursday, and our papers have been graded by the professors in the audience.
That's right. This is the day we read from recent email that we've received. And the email this week includes some interesting comments and corrections from academe.
We start with this appeal from Mike Kaspari, associate professor of zoology at the University of Oklahoma.
Richard Knox reports that gonorrhea microbes have learned to become resistant to common antibiotics. NPR could do teachers a huge favor by calling this what it is. Evolution. Bacteria do not will themselves to change. Bacteria with genes that confer antibiotic resistance are leaving behind more offspring, much to our dismay. The more my students learn about our evolutionary chess game with pests and microbes, growing up in a country where the very word evolution smacks of controversy, the more they wonder what the fuss is all about.
We also get a bad grade in geography this week. This is from Professor Kartik Pashupati of the Department of Communication at Florida State University in Tallahassee.
At the beginning of a report about Nepal, he writes, you described the country as a tiny Himalayan kingdom. Your use of the adjective tiny sent me scrambling to my atlas for some figures.
And what Professor Pashupati found gives new meaning to the word tiny.
Nepal, he informs us, has a land area of approximately 56,800 square miles. And that, he writes, is admittedly small compared to its giant neighbors, India and China, but it is nevertheless quite large compared to countries like South Korea, which is just over 38,000 square miles, and Ireland, which covers 27,000 square miles, and Nepal is positively huge compared to Switzerland, which has a total area of 15,945 square miles.
Yet, he asks us, would you describe Switzerland as a tiny alpine country? I somehow doubt it.
From here on in, it's itsy-bitsy Switzerland.
We get an even lower grade in English literature for calling Beowulf a 6th-century epic poem.
Professor Michael Calabresa of the Cal State Los Angeles English Department sent us this message about Beowulf.
Its dating is a matter of controversy, and dates from the 8th to the 11th century compete for prominence. But the 6th century is not in the running. The events of the poem, such as they are, arise from mythologies and histories of the 5th century, and the oral origins, shrouded in mystery, may also come from this time.
Well, next time we're off by 200 years or anything else we say inspires or outrages you, send us email. The address is atc@npr.org. A PhD is not required, but please tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.